Recording, but the time's not going. There you go.
That's okay. Right now? Okay, excellent.
Thank you. Okay, so I guess we'll start quickly and so I think because of your request, we'll review where we are quickly before we move on. So we're talking about cooking with microwaves or other forms of what seemingly is not ish. Would that be a problem of Bishop? So of course the Gemara, the main Gemara is that Lama Tesla Med Aleph, that it's Mutter Levashel Bechama. It's also Levashel, of course, Be'edish Be'or, told us, or generally we assume to be Chayiv, however, there are those who thought it was only Drabbanan, Yishalmi spoke about that a little bit, and told us Hachama is going to be an Issa Drabbanan. Told us or. Which Gufa seems to say that according to our Gemara, Bavli, that told us how or is going to be the Midaraisa. Okay, so if one would cook literally with the sun, then we know that it is mutter. Ironically, we do it a little bit more in terms of, before I digress to other things, the Itakon, I think, it's very rarely done in America, but in Eretz Yisrael is a very prevalent one. They use the Dojemesh. They talk about there to cook with the sun. At least told us Achama, so that probably would be there with what the post can talk about, that L'chora is told us Achama. However, I'm told two different things. Factually, they often mix in electricity. It doesn't work completely with the sun. So they usually work either Aish or electricity to use other things in order to get it to be more effective. Point number one. And point number two is forgetting about using anything else, just Gufa, the Dutch Amish itself. What they clear about over there is what is the cutoff point between the Shemesh and so to speak, the dud, the shemesh. What point is it getting hot because of the shemesh itself? And what's getting hot because of the pipes and the mechanisms and which are told us achamas, what's going to be aster daraisa, what's darabanan, I'm sorry, not daraisa, what's going to be mutter, what's going to be aster midrabanan. So that's a discussion some posts can have, and that's directly nogea to us in terms of what we generally use, but that's just something which is there, l'chora, the issue is real told us achamas. Either Chama or told us a Chama. There's no. Okay, so now, how about if we do things which are not exactly Nishta and Nishtair, which are not the Chama, nor is it the Eish? So, how are those things going to fit in? So, for example, we'll speak L'chora about a microwave. We spoke about an electric, we spoke about something like the fork, it's like camping, something like that, so it's just electricizing something. We'll give some other examples as we continue. So it really is going to depend on understanding what the basis for the Torah or the Heter is in terms of Bishul V'chama. So Shitas Rashi is that it's Ein Derech Bishul V'chama. So if you mean literally, and it depends on its derech, then the shaila is just simply going to be every single time you have to analyze, is this the normal derech of people cooking, is it not, to what degree is it subject to change, and subjects of shinoi and questions like that. Okay, so one probably would argue the case that a microwave would be a normal way of cooking. It's certain, though, albeit in a different way, and we'll have to show this in a second, the problem with saying this is that usually, if it's just a Torah of Kelach Ayad Shinoi, then it would still be a Drabanan. Generally, Kelach Ayad doesn't create a Heter, it just creates a Torah. It'll still be an Issa Drabanan. Here, the Gemara says in the first that it's Heter. Only Toldas Achama has a Drabanan. So, if that's the case, what seems to be something else going on here. So already the Eglital, we'll get more to this more so when we speak about Shinoi. We'll speak about Shaloka Derech. Eglital has different types of Shinoi. There's Shinoi Gomor and Shinoi where there's really a change in the Heftza. It was a qualitative change. So then he thinks it could even be a heter on occasions. It's a completely different form of the malacha itself. So that is not going to be the malacha at all. Fine. And it could be nafkamina in terms of other areas which may not be in terms of will this p'tor heters apply in other areas? You know, basa v'chalav, where you need bishul, probably you need Torah says you need bishul, just be a different form of it for bishul akum halacha categories for afiyas matzah, for various dinim, do we consider these to be bishul? For Korban Pesach, you need bishul, but their bishul is iser. So, if it's just a din of shalok kederech, then seemingly this microwave would be kederech. Rav Moshe, of course, in his tshuva, he doesn't want to make it a regular din of shalok kederech, but for all extensive purposes, he basically does. What he argues is that really you need to be. I think he says you need Eish to be the Av. To be a Tolda, anything that should be similar or should accomplish the same thing should be a Tolda. Now, he says generally one wouldn't cook with an Eish, with a Chama. That's what he argues. Generally one wouldn't cook with a Chama. So, therefore, it itself is not going to be considered a Tolda. However, if something is going to be used, this is the language that he has, and he must have written the shuva, about 40 some odd years ago. Kiva, l'chein osim midaraisa b'microwave, kivan derogil levashalba, ve'elu sheyesh lahem, mishtamchin bo yosim mivishal de'esh. Those who have it, they use it more often, more readily than it's easier than cooking with the actual fire. So he more or less turns it into a regular din of shalok kederech without maybe the starting point being that you need age to call an av. The question is an av and tolba. But for him, basically, it turns it into a regular istamidaraisa. So where we were last week at this point, I think Avi asked me, why is it then the sun is not considered itself to be an Eish? I should have taken a step back. If the question is only about Shalok Kederech, then I understand that, okay, maybe it's Eino Derech, the Pesukim of Asa with the Chav. Yes, no, maybe yes, and okay, then it's not, then it's not. But if the other tzad of this Chakira would be, for example, the Shtar HaMelech and the Kiryat Sefer, you had it on the papers I gave you last week, that those are not because one needs age. And we try to develop from the Yishami that even told Asla age may not be enough to be considered the Raisa. Even Klisheni may not be Mavashal with the Ursameach because it's like a toldo ditoldo, this is the lashon of the Ursameach, meaning it's too far away from the Eish. So if one truly needs Eish, then we understand the microwave just isn't that, number one, seemingly. And two, we understood why the sun then wouldn't fit in. Chama wouldn't be Bishul Be'eish. To which, the obvious question, the sun is also pretty hot. Sun is also, why is that not an Eish? So, right, and that's sort of the opposite of the technology share. The technology is Yonei Chadashim here in Chadash, Tachas HaShemesh. So, but it really makes one analyze Gufa how these things are working. What's going on. So, really, the Svarim talk about it a little bit. You could what actually makes it different, it's hard to know, but first we'll have to figure out what the sun is. It's fascinating. I'd seen this years ago and made me closer on this a little bit. I saw a sefer in the library a couple years ago from astronaut who had worked for NASA. From astronauts, it's fascinating. From Nissan Vidal, not, I don't know if a rabbi, Rav Nissan Vidal. So he wrote several svarim. I think originally they were printed in some of the Torah Dikin newspapers in Eretz Yisrael, newspapers, journals in Eretz Yisrael. And his goal partially was to teach a little bit of the mitzvahs of what was going on and to improve people's emunah through it. You see, like Marav Masach Hashem, Hashemayim Masach from Kokel, things like that, ideas like that. But Tokidei to show obviously that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which is perfect and whatever is in it is made on Kvot Shammai, it's made on showing the exact precision of things I made. So one of the first few chapters that he deals with there is this song. He shows, obviously, it's well points out that the unbelievable, that it's the exact distance, that it was a step further, we'd all freeze, a step closer, we'd all burn. Okay? But within that discussion, he discusses exactly what it's made out of, and as I knew I'd read this years ago, it didn't. So it doesn't really fully register unless you're particularly interested at the time. So we'll look again what he says. And this is what's the standard idea. It's like getting it from Svarim. Rather, the Rambam writes parenthetically in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that anything that he writes, that I'm telling you all this information of Kiddush HaChodesh, so that you don't have to be machapes and outside Svarim. So if you can get it in the Rambam, better to get it somewhere else. Yesh Lachma Magayim, but if you can get it in the Rambam, it's better to get it somewhere else. So, within that discussion, he says that basically the sun is largely, as we were saying last week, was largely hydrogen, turning into, and when it stands through fusion, it's basically things constantly, nuclear reactions, which turn it into helium. Things are constantly colliding with itself and turning it into hydrogen to helium, and therefore that gufa creates energy in that form. But number one, I'm not sure which of these points are relevant. There is no oxygen there. Oxygen is what enables a fire to consume, enables things to burn. Point number one. And point number two is, I guess, and being that's the case, the sun is not happening, it's not creating its heat or its fire or its light from a from something which is being consumed, rather from these nuclear reactions. That's what we said last time. So what? What does that matter? So I saw Rav Yehuda Levitz, who we mentioned last time. This is Rav in his Sefer HaChashmal or Halacha. So Yash's brother-in-law. So he was one of the early posts. They were always quoting within these issues of electricity. So he first wanted to show from there, does that mean that we're holding Aish is only like the Avnei Nezer we spoke about, that Aish is only when it's consuming? So he first created a bunch of Marmakomos, maybe, and therefore the sun, since it's not consuming anything, therefore it's not considered an Aish. He found that hard to believe. He said, "What? First of all, Mehechetesi," and he proves from Asnei Nenuuchol, and I gave you the Marmakomos and the Havara sheets. If you want to look at them, he has many rights. He doesn't think that's the case. This is what Mehechetesi. Why should it be dependent on consuming something? So we argue maybe it could, but he argues that there's no reason that it should. But what should it be dependent on? He says, "Lo Yitzuyer, even if you would." Forgetting about the fact that it needs to consume something. You don't have, the fire itself doesn't need to be based on consuming something. But the fire, he argues, needs to be, the Hagdara would need to be that if it would, you put something near it, would it consume it? The Hainu, if you would put a paper to the sun, meaning it would somewhere get burned somewhere along the way, I imagine. Don't try this at home. But But if you would actually somehow send the paper to the sun, then it would not, l'chora, I don't know if it's ever been tried, it would not burn because the oso makom, there would not be any oxygen to burn it. So we don't care, in other words, how the fire came about. That should be completely irrelevant. So something, the fact that something is not being consumed should be completely irrelevant to us. But it needs to have the quality that it would be able to consume something when it was there. that would be, that's the way he sees it. Huh? That's the way he argues. Whether that's mochloch, I don't know. Another possibility to answer that question, I saw there's a tshuva of the, by the way, and for this, that's why I like the feedback very much, because this creates new shilas, new things to think about, and it creates, that's the nature of this. What's that? Oh, for this point. It needs, an H is something which could consume. All right, that's exactly. That's what he thinks, even Shalmateches, that's what he was arguing at the time, that even though it has not yet consumed anything, since if you would put a paper to it, it would burn.
If you use a magnifying glass on the sun rays, it'll consume.
Yes. So on the sun rays, we're saying itself, it could. But the sun rays, clearly, for that same piece of paper, if you would bring it pretty close, as it would get closer, that's what we said a second ago. The reason why the world, Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, created the world not so close to the sun, otherwise we would all burn. Otherwise, the world would, whatever, wouldn't exist. So Elamai, it just means since on Be'osa Makom itself, on the sun, it's considered a chama, therefore somewhere else it's still told as a chama. It would be told as a chama. Once I would create, if I would create a magnifying glass like that, so most poskim say, that would not be bishul, that would still be chama, it would be chama probably, not even told as a chama. But almost everyone would agree, let's say I would take the same magnifying glass and I would do it to a piece of wood, and now that piece of wood's on fire. So now I have a real fire. I have a real fire. If I would now take out my egg and cook that egg on top of that fire, now I have a real something which would create a chiyuv. But that would be one idea. Another idea within this is there is a tshuva of the Mari Chagiz in the Halachas Ketanos. Sorry. Yeah. Achaptanus is this in Chagalosim and Kuf Peitas. He discusses the Eish HaShalhevesh Yotzei Ben HaHorim. Think of volcano he's talking about. So he quotes B'Shem HaTiviyim. When it would find sulfur underneath, the sun itself would cause the sulfur underneath to burn. It should just continue penetrating and burning. That wouldn't be good. I think the sulfur itself overcomes it and only lets it burn a little bit. It doesn't let it continue to burn. That's what he quotes in the name of the Tibian. V'chein chamei tferya ovrim derech shang u'mischamimim z'chalfi apisla d'gehenim u'patu l'chachamim. That's the Gemara. U'patu l'chachamim after told us or b'shum d'yesh lomar d'avichom ha'gofris v'eino esh mamish sulfur. And not ish mamish. Why should that be? So I saw one of the footnotes there on that sefer. The library has an excellent copy, excellent footnotes. It's unbelievable, I guess, with the amount of Torah that's in Chacham El Yisrael, with the amount of Torah that goes into seems to be an obscure sefer like this, the amount of work that goes in. So they quote the Horus from the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos in the Goyim. Rambam Pirush Mishnayos Negoyim, says you think it. In terms of why does Chafa and Afkamir and Hilfas Negoyim? So there's a difference between Shchin and a Mechba, and a Shchin. Mechba needs to be Machmas. A Shchin is Machmas Chom. So the Rambam tells you there, and this could be part of the definition, this is why I'm getting this. This may be interesting here. The mayim shall chamim tveria chamim mishum the ovrim al makar gafris. And he continues. over mamakar gafris, right? That's what he explains. I'm sorry. So now he continues. The ain lecha eish shechayven olav, ella al eish hativi, hayisodi, hadavek lemata, hayidei yisod haavir hanslahev.
Oxygen.
I think that needs, right? So already we seem to find that, I think this is a Kadmon, I'm not sure exactly when he lived. Right, Rechag is?
Early
Ach. All right, so it's a Kadmon. Sherichu, okay. Oh, that's Sherichu. Yeah. Oh, so how old was he?
It's
700,
I think.
Okay. So in other words, we're in the original, you know, Adam original when he sat there that. And he, that's an eish yisodi because the chol told us is chayiv olav. Aba mishavel yischuchish mishagel nitzos Hashem esh nevar who told us acham. In other words, you just take the magnifying glass and you light something, and you cook something with that. That's only told us acham. Then again, the footnotes point out, which is obviously true. Obviously, if you light a piece of wood on fire, now you have a fire, not just told us acham. So. Furthermore, in other words, so far where we are in understanding possibly why this is because of the lack of oxygen, is what he seems to be saying. Davar mislaiv, avir hamislaiv. Another possibility is that there's a tosis in Chulin.
That lashon was from the Halachas Ketanos about the air and the fire.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm wondering if he means there's a tilia before you saw this thing instead of action.
But either.
You're for the same thing,
right? Okay. Oxygen. I mean, in theory, if the if one of the other Dalid Sotos were doing the same thing, he'd be perfectly happy.
Right.
I hear. I don't know.
Can you read the lesson one more time? The first part.
No problem.
Just that sentence.
No problem. By the way, if you want afterwards, meaning I keep working on this as I keep giving. So I'm not going to keep making the sheets, but if you want them afterwards, I'll. It'll be technical. I'll have to email it. You know, I have to do some technical things to email it, but. But I'll figure it out eventually. Where is that lashon? I'm sorry. The ein lecha eish shechayven olav el al eish hativi hayisodi hadavek lemata. I'm not sure what he's getting by that. Al yidei yisod haavir hamislayev. Yeah. So another possible way of explaining this is that I was speaking to Rav Nachman Cohen. He had any thoughts about this. So he was Machayim, and I think there's a Tosfos in Chulin which says the following. That's again in the Sugya of Mikveh. And it's the Mikveh versus Shchin. Tosfos has a suggestion that Afilu Rav Yehuda the Machayim b'Shabbos Achamei Tferio. Shema model gabi negoyim that it's only a shchin. Why? But mishum the high or bidei shamayim. Could it be that part of the hagdara of eish may need to be bidei adam? And I don't know why. And again, we're all why this should be. I don't know. We're sort of working backwards. A thought that I have. This is a bit of a chiddush here. I don't know. Again, the Torah, we know there is only one Isser in the Torah, one of the Isser Shabbos, which it says Mefurish, so maybe Otzah, besides Otzah. The L'Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem. For some reason, L'Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem is singled out. Either, as we know, Machlokas, whether it's Havar L'Chalik, Havar L'Lav, but whatever the story is, either way, it's, even if it's L'Chalik, why pick this? And if it's L'Lav, it's also interesting. So, as a thought that occurred to me is that the first creative act which was done by Adam HaRishon was Havara. Right after Shabbos. Shabbos ended, and the first thing he did, he made Havdalah, and he rubbed his stones together and he got aged. So that was the prototypical, that was the prototypical malacha. That was the prototypical malacha, which is, and maybe as opposed to the shemesh, which was there the whole time, it's in chazos tachas hashemesh. Masha'in kein, the gufa malacha has to be bidei adam. I'm pretty sure about this, that obviously if a brush fire, where it just would get very, very hot, and therefore it would cause a fire in the grass and the root and the trees and the wood, whatever. I imagine it just didn't dry up to a certain point, even though no one actually sat there and lit it. I imagine that's still a fire. It's still the same type of fire, which would be bidei adam. I imagine, like within this type of idea. I'm not gonna. Someone Rachmanos like cooking a forest fire, then imagine they'd be. I imagine there would still be chayev for it, even though it came about through basically the sun. I don't know if anyone talks about that marriage, but it's very, very mistaken. Rav Yossi is saying gets chill.
The question is if you get a negative through that, would be mechazesh or mishchem, right?
Well, yeah, after Rav Yossi, the cholik and the yechayef for Shabbos, still you would be pater for. What? Rav Yossi says that. Yeah, the question is what's the chachamim? What's the chachamim? It could be the nekudas machloka. Who knows? Yeah. Another interesting idea within this is a different take completely. The Shoel to Rav Moshe on that Shiva of the Microwave, he has a suggestion. Rav Moshe very argues with it, but it's worth noting at least that the difference between Soldas Achama and everything else was, are you doing a Maisa, so to speak? The impression I have what he's saying is that an Eish is basically you're applying the heat to this davar, or you're applying the davar to the heat. If you're just sort of, you know, the sun is over there, I'm sort of putting this down over here, there's very little yachas between the two. You know, the sun is sort of heating it, you're sort of left with heat without any shaifas to it. So you just sort of, in his term, there's no maisa. It's one thing, you can carry something to davar, but what do you mean? It's true even when you're makari it to a gag, and I could hear such a svara, though. In theory, I could hear such a svara. There's no. It's, again, especially if you add on something like we did last week, the pishul itself is a chiddush, because this happens over time. You need more of a. Anyway, there's some of these reasons why Eish could be different, why the chama would be excluded. Anyway, thank you for making me think about it a little bit more. But by the way, there's another interesting discussion which Rav Yudalevich brings up. He discusses the color of the actual color of the sun. Is the Gemara in Baba Basra that Pei Dalo discusses this. It's just another Marmakom to think about. Is it really white? Is it really red? And which one is there? Are we being fooled by that I can't really see it? Are we being fooled by the atmosphere? So that's the Gemara. And it's Gemara itself in Pei Dalo, and he thinks that Shama Chayach and how I see it as an Asia or not. It's
white.
What?
White.
Bin Mikoro, you think he's asking, not how we see it. The Gemara concludes. The Gemara seems to say it's really white. Keep much of cane, so that's think in terms of the sun.
It gives off a lot of the blue, red,
and
the most of it.
Yeah, that was a part of the fascinating things within this. That astronaut, or the Sefer was quoting before, he says, how in the world do they know this? What it's made out of? How do you figure these things out? Like, no one's known. So obviously no one's been there to test this. So he says what he was explaining, that what they have various things. They try to get particles, and they try to figure out, they could tell the nature of the colors and what the, and how the, what? City in
it?
Could be.
Otherwise, you'd see everything would be like tinged blue.
Fascinating. Yeah, it's.
And you wouldn't probably notice it because everything.
Mamish fascinating. It's. Anyway, so after all this is said and done, so Rav Moshe Shito is that it doesn't really matter, it's all based on Shelo Kederach, and since the microwave turns into Kederach, then therefore you're still chayev for it. However, let's assume what most poskim disagree with that, let's assume you do need Eish. Rav Moshe itself is, meaning many, obviously many people just say Rav Moshe says that in there, but many do disagree, and they say that Yitaka do need Eish, and therefore these things would not be Eish per se, and therefore Shlomo Zalman had the possibility that, let's say, hospitals which have to heat up food for their Scholem Sheish Bosakos, and what they should do, as he suggested, is either in theory use a microwave, besides the other problems, in theory, if there'd be a microwave, meaning Luyutsu, you'd be able to get a microwave without the electricity, besides the other problems, which, or use some other type of means which is not going to use heat. And he went to the Chazon Ish, and Shlomo Zalman thought it was a great idea. However, and again, he probably still make or didn't think that it's not real age, but the Chazon Ish came up with this Einfeld. And the Chazon Ish has this idea is that no, that even a microwave is what's called an Ibor Shel Ish. So to speak, an offshoot, a pregnancy of the Eish itself. Why? Because it's a davar she rogil lasos mimenu Eish. Electricity is usually something which was used, could be used, very hard to know, in order to create Eish. That's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Obviously, when you're dealing with something which is nothing burning, there's nothing similar, nothing glowing, how could I consider that ish at all? So, when he's saying that, it's very, very hard to understand. This bishlama, some of the generators at least are working through ish. Some of the generators, at least they start off as they create an explosion of some sort using gauge, or they're heating up the generators using gauge. But many of them aren't using that at all. They're using a water mill. How can you say the water is age? So it's very, very hard to say. Even continuing, this is where, let's assume you used even age, but okay, that was 10 years. I mean, that was a long time ago. There's no shaykhus between what I'm actually cooking with right now. That was at a plant over there. This is now underneath my pot. What's the shaykhus between the two? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he heard this, he said, "Yald," this is a quote from him, "Yaldus Haisabi." I was like taken aback, and it was brought back to my youth when I heard such words. What does he say? So I thought you need to be a Rishon to say this, but Chazon Ish answered him, "No, you don't need to be the Rashba to say this." I'm just quoting this because I think it's very fascinating within itself. That was the quotation. And the emes is—I have a very, very hard time understanding it. I mean, I'm only repeating these are the words of the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish was the Chazon Ish, and he definitely deserves to be mentioned. But I have a very hard time understanding it. One of the recent svarim, Shlosh Yitzchak, who wrote about these issues, he usually tries to follow the Chazon Ish and the Valyashiv and these are the opinions. In this issue, he wants to at least make a pshara. That if it was heated up by water, use a water generator to create this electricity, what's it shaykh? They call that a told us H. There's no H anywhere around. So then I understand, but then it's not. But if it was heated up by water, it was heated up originally through fire, then he discusses how far removed you need to be or to be no longer considered H. Since once upon a time it was H, somewhere along the line, do I say it still is? So the discussion he has, the Minchas Chinuch has, there's a discussion in postgame about the din of Kavosh Kimavushal. Kavosh is Kimavushal. Kavosh is Maliach is Kiroseach. Gemara's tell us, to what degree do we apply that for Hilchos Shabbos? Yoredeya discussions, Shabbos discussions. So the crazier place he thinks, the Lashon HaRambam, we should start there. Lashon HaRambam thinks in Chaf Beis Yod, Kovesh Asur Kim Mevashal, Chaf HaDimyon. So it's always very telling. Chaf HaDimyon, the Rambam seems to be Mamish, mean it's Mevashal. So the crazier place he thinks, yeah, it's the Raisa. However, Mishnah Berurah and most people can think, no, it has to be. It's only the Rabbanon. It's only, it's Eino Tol Basar. It's going to be Minah Hamas. The Minchah Enoch quotes maybe Lagabe discussion, but the major discussion there is between the Ramban and the Ran in the end of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah and Dalit, and speaking there about, Lagabe comparing Maliach in terms of Shabbos to Yerideya. So within that discussion, the Minchas Linuch Ratzu L'Chalik that Imi Melach in Masreifo Samayim Vaday Potter B'Davi Min Hachama Ach Melach Shem Vashon Amayim B'Nasis Melach. If it just came about through the sun, then the salt it's Min Hamayim. It's Mekorum Min Hamayim. It's the Nisach Hamayim. That's what the Rashi says in Chumash. Right? Rashi says we only have two. We bring the Karbon. The Mayim Tachtonim were very upset. They were crying. Said that we want to be brought back on the Mizbeach. So he said, you'll be put back in either through the Melach every day or through the Nisach HaMayim on Chag. Nisach HaMayim B'Chag. So the Melach is Mekorum and HaMayim. So generally, it's been HaMayim, so that's not told us HaEsh. That's told us HaMayim. That's not Bishul. However, the Mithla Minchas Chinuch already has a suggestion. It's a little bit of a Chiddush. That he says that if it's Min Mayim Asreifos, Mesreifos HaEsh, you took out, you cook out the water, and you're left with salt. Then he'll call that toldas ha'esh. That's a very big chiddush. That's what the Shvash Yitzchak thinks. At least at the way he thinks that at least the Chazon Ish would be plausible in terms of using that applying. Gets that maybe a valid with the Minchas Linuch. The Minchas Linuch itself is a huge chiddush. But this may be an extension of that, I'm not sure. But if you say that's considered Tol Das HaEish, then maybe you could say this too. But anyway, I think most poskim will tell you that you use a microwave or the like, that's not considered Eish at all, only for Rav Moshe. Usually that would be the regular way of analyzing the Shaila. For Rav Moshe, it would be Bishul. For other poskim, it would not be Bishul except for the Chazon Ish. Now, somebody was telling me this, I saw later on, Rosh Hashanah Zalman deals with this also. Another very common is up in, I think, is something which is new, and something new which people are using now, is what's called an induction oven. An induction oven is not exactly what I was describing before. We are basically using an electric rod or something to put into the water. But here what you're doing is the pot itself becomes a conductor, becomes magnetized, and you're using the magnetized heat. You basically have an electric source to turn the pot basically into a magnet, and because the pot itself, when you put the pot itself, is going to become, so to speak, again, magnetized. I think the heat's going to be pushing, the magnet's going to be pushing off itself, the friction of the magnet, and through that, it cooks. I'm told by the engineers that it's very extremely effective in that there's no waste, there's no wasted energy. If you heat up an oven, you have to heat up a huge space this size, in order to cook a little pot. This way, the only thing that's getting hot is the pot itself. That's the only thing which is getting hot. So nothing is being wasted. Okay, imagine. So he was very into this. So he asked me, what's the din for Shabbos and Yom Tov? So ironically, in terms of Bishul, it's probably much better. In terms of Bishul, it's not Bishul. Based on what, unless you hold like Rav Moshe, and if you hold like Rav Moshe, okay, then it will depend that it's derech or not. And by the way, this may be better. There are those who are mefakbik on Rav Moshe for the following reason. You see, besides the fact you may need Eish, I should have mentioned this before. Those are mefakbik a microwave may not be as effective as a regular Bishul. You only use it to warm up things. You don't really use it to cook. You know, you're not going to cook a steak in the microwave generally. You'll warm up yesterday's leftovers generally. You're not going to generally use it to cook. So there are those who are mefakbek on where Moshe is saying, even in terms of is a derech b'kach. if you use it for what you use it for, but you don't use it in the same for the same. You're not going to bake bread in it, generally speaking. So in terms of this induction oven, in terms of mevashel, l'chor, there's no havara, there's no bishul. The only issue will be electricity. It's ironic, we'll talk about that. So there, even though for Shabbos and Yontif, for Shabbos or whatever, in terms of bishul, for chola, things may be better. But in terms of Yontif, you may not be able to use it because of the other problems which are involved, which may not exist in a regular oven. So just a few other issues which come up in terms of, number one, bishul, and let's say microwaves, but this is nogeya for, in terms of bishul, as we mentioned before, bishul akum, basar v'chalav, things which are spoken about, areas where you need bishul. There's a fascinating Truman article. There's another place where you always find like some of the up and coming things. So this is the one in charge of Solmet, Saul Rosen. So he says, obviously these things are not so nogeya yet, but I'm sure someday they will be. He discusses cooking with other types of heat. Would they be bishul v'chama? What would they be? Very theoretical, but these are just things for the future to think about. He discusses, let's say someone's cooking with chimum ayde chichoch. Chichoch would basically mean friction, thank you. Using friction, so would that be told as a chama or told as a, where would that fit in? So he quotes the Tiferes Yisrael, he has a marmachim for this, Tiferes Yisrael on the sugya of Avak Drachim, is a little Amafkiyim, Avak Drachim, and Lamed Ches. So Avak Drachim, so what's Avak Drachim? So I would have thought that's just Toldos Acham. He goes a step better. But the Pharisee Israel says, what was it? Avak Drachim was heated up by the wagons, the wheels of the wagons. The wheels of the wagons based on friction, the friction of the, it's rubbing so much, and it basically heated up that thing. So could you cook off of that? So he says it's the Gemara. He's saying that's the Gufa call told us that. Yeah, ready. But the Pharisee saw it. That's told us ha chama, and not considered. It's not considered told us haor. Similarly, discusses also very very interesting. Discusses geothermal heat, meaning you somehow get it from the depth of the ground. Underneath, they say the mayonos are sometimes heated up. So underground, you use that type of heat. Would that be considered bishul chama? I mean, and some of these discussions very much depend on maybe the machlokas between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim. Is it the arshel gehenim and the read the gemaras in Pesachim? Read the gemaras in Pesachim, which is like the kol olam kulo. I guess the chamit area is above ground, and if you're using the underground already, how that's going to work? If you're using the what's going? It's labor. It's certainly, meaning it will just take time though till eventually they will start using these things. So we're discussing using lasers and ultraviolet rays, and this is more dumb to the sun. This is what we're interested to start with. As if you use nuclear. He's trying to figure out what this means in Hebrew. It's garinim. Garinim, it doesn't mean the sunflower seeds. So using garinim for, it means nuclear reactions in order to create. So hopefully soon we're not going to be using the meaning. It's one thing, Rahman al Tanam, if it's cooking in a fire, this would be a different type of thing if it's cooking for a nuclear situation. Usually we're more concerned of the problems. Yeah. So, finally, one last nafkamina, which is interesting within this discussion, in terms of microwaves, they speak of the Prima Gadim, which discusses, let's say something was nisbashel, ayidei v'chama. Then, we know, of course, it's in the name bishel achar bishel. So, however, chama, we said a second ago, is not bishul. So, what do we mean it's not bishul? Is it just not bishul because it wasn't, because it's in derech bishul or something in a very technical sense? And it really wasn't special, just you're not chaya for bishul. That's all it's really saying. And then, if that would be the case, then if I would now be mavashal with it, I'd still be pater because it wasn't as bashal, just you were pater for the first time. So the Prima Gadim in Shin Yud Ches Vav Mishpat Zav, the mavashal lechama pater mavashal achach lechfar neachal kemavashal, just a Torah shaloka derach, something like that. However, the Maisa Choshev, of course, was several tshuvas that helper, the Machon technology. And there's a story with many tshuvas, many svarim in these topics. So he wanted to be machmer on this, keep on doing a special, kol kach yofe. He thinks he was mafakvik on Rav Moshe. He thinks it wasn't as good. Mafakvik doesn't really cook. You cook a steak, it's not the same thing as you cook it in a barbecue. You cook it in the oven even. So it's not the same thing. So now you're really being mavashalit. The Chama may not have been mavashal even. Or Michael, if he says these kloshes for the same thing. So Rav Osner makes a little bit of a pshara. He says, in terms of ein bishul acha bishul, we already see, even if you'll tell me something wasn't mavashal already, but we see if something has a new quality. We know the shita see the Arayim. Even that yesh bishul acha afiyah. So afiyah, of course, is usually halachically, generally kibishal. Something happened to it already. It had a halachic significance. But as long as we add a new taste to it, all the permutations. So there, Rav Osner thinks you should be choshesh if it's cooked only in a microwave before, then it should be choshesh v'yesh bishal achar bishal. So I guess Meretz Hashem will have to pick up with computers, moving away from the sun, moving on a couple of years.